The 22nd parak continues discussing various Isurei Derabanan that were instituted by Chazal so we don't come to violate Isurei Deraisa. We're going to start out with Mishnah Aleph talking about a Chavis Shenishbar. If somebody has a barrel of some sort that breaks on Shabbos and wants to save the contents, for example, wine or oil or honey, and what he needs is he has to get various receptacles, bowls, etc., to have the contents of that barrel poured into. So the concern here is that he may come to carry those containers in a Rishus Rabim in order to save the chavis, the barrel, the contents of the barrel that's leaking. Chavis and Isbara, Matzilin Imenu, Mizon Shalashud, as Chazal instituted, you can only save enough that you would use for three meals, but not more, because then you may come to carry in a Rishus Rabim. Vomer Lachem, you can also say to other people, Vo, Vahatilu Lachem, everyone is welcome to come and save for yourself as well. I'm capped out at the amount of what I would use for three meals. And it's permitted to save up to that amount as long as you don't do schita. Don't use a sponge, because if you're sponging up the liquid, you may come to do schita. You may come to wring it out, which is an iser deraisa. Continuing talking about squeezing of juices on Shabbos. So squeezing of certain types of juices. If it's typically an item, for example, olives and grapes that are juiced, that are indeed squeezed for their juice, that would be an Isser D'oraisa. Accordingly, the Mishnah is going to address a situation where what happens if the juice comes out by itself on Shabbos? Ein sochtin es haperos, lo tzimen mashkim. It's not permitted to do schita on peros. You're not allowed to squeeze out fruits in order to get the liquid from them. Vimyatu me'atzman, if they came out by themselves, the liquid came out on itself on Shabbos, Asuri, you're not allowed to use that liquid. The concern here is you may come to squeeze more. If you think about freshly squeezed orange juice and you like it, have a little bit, it's difficult to not have more. So you're going to be inclined to squeeze more, forgetting that it's Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he distinguishes, Rabbi Yehuda's of the view, im la'ochlim, if you brought that fruit, the intended use of that fruit is to eat it, then accordingly, you weren't intending to juice that fruit, hayotze man mutar. If the juice came out by itself on Shabbos, it's permitted to drink it on Shabbos. We don't have the concern you're going to juice it more. That wasn't your intention. Vim the mashkin, however, if you bought those fruits in order to juice them, and then it flowed out on Shabbos by itself, hayotze man mutar, you're not allowed to drink it on Shabbos, because then indeed you would be inclined to juice those fruits more. Chalos dvash, similar concept. What happens if you have honeycomb, and you crushed it, Sharis Karmer of Shabbos, Viatsu Mas, and you crushed it before Shabbos, and more of it came out, more of the honey came out on Shabbos. Again, just like we saw, Asurin is prohibited to have that honey, even though it flowed out by itself on Shabbos. We're concerned you may come to extract more of the honey. Rabbi Eliezer said that's a distant concern, it's unlikely to happen. Accordingly, he says it's mutter if it flowed out by itself to use that honey on Shabbos. Mishnah Beis leverages the concept of in bishul acha bishul. Is actually a machlokas on this, but the concept means that once you've cooked something on Shabbos, it is not cookable again. So the Mishnah says as follows, kol sheba b'chamin b'erev Shabbos, anything that was cooked, it literally came into hot water, was cooked before Shabbos, shorin osu b'chamin b'Shabbos, permitted to soak it again in hot water on Shabbos. It's talking about that you put it into a pot that has been removed from the fire. So something you cook before Shabbos, it's permitted to put it in a boiling hot water as long as that pot has been removed from the flame on Shabbos, because ain bishul achar bishul v'shol l'kol sheloba b'chamim erev Shabbos. However, something that was not cooked before Shabbos, then you're not allowed to cook it on Shabbos, actually, for sure, because that would be bishul. But madichin oso b'chamim erev Shabbos, what you can do is you can rinse it from hot water that is in a kli sheni. You can rinse it on Shabbos, because just rinsing it, even though it wasn't cooked before Shabbos, that's not going to cook it on Shabbos, with the exception of three things, that even just rinsing them, if they weren't cooked before Shabbos, just rinsing them with hot water will be cooking them, so that's going to be usher as well. Chutz mean, number one, hamaliyah chayashan, if you have old salted fish. Number two, vidagin meluchim ketanim, you have small salted fish. Then number three, the kulias ha-ispanim, you have Spanish sole, another type of fish. All of those, you're not allowed to rinse with hot water, even from a klisheni on Shabbos, ha-da-chasan, Zohi Gmar Malachatan, just rinsing them would make them edible. That's the Gmar Malachat makes it edible. That would be cooking it on Shabbos. Mishnah Gimel, we're talking about opening a cask of food on Shabbos, opening up a barrel of food on Shabbos. So how do you do it? So Mishnah Gimel says as follows, Shover Adam et Hechavit Lecho Mimenu Grogros. It's permitted to break open the barrel on Shabbos. You're doing it there, Kilkul. You're doing it in a destructive way. So you want to get to the dried figs inside. You're allowed to break that barrel on Shabbos. Will be vachalo yiskaven lasas kli, as long as you're not intending literally to make a kli, which means you're not intending to make a neat opening. If you are intending to make a neat opening, that would be the iser of lametet malachos of makke bepatish. You're completing a kli. They nokvin megufa shachavi. So we're talking about a chavi. So if you're talking about a cask of wine, for example, that has a stopper in it, you're not allowed to put a nekev. You're not allowed to make a hole in the stopper in order to get to the liquid on the inside. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's other view, that is makib patish as well. The Chachamim Matirin, Chachamim say that would be an unusual way to get to the liquid. Normally, you would just remove the stopper, making a hole in the stopper. Unusual, so it's not going to be us, it's going to be mutar. In any case, even Chachamim would agree, lo yikvenu, you can't make a neck if you can't make a hole in the side of the stopper. That would be a normal way to do it. So that would be a servim heisen akuva. What happens if you have a cask, if you have a hole already in that barrel? Lo yitena le'ashava, you have a hole in it, in the hole of the side of the stopper, in the stopper itself, and you want to plug it up. Lo yitena le'ashava, you're not allowed to put wax on it. That means spreading out the wax on it, mivnei shu memareach, because that would be smoothing. Smoothing is an iser on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda recounts the same thing. Maaseh b'alifnei Rabbi Yochanan mitzachi b'arev, the occurrence came, somebody asked the shayla about somebody who had indeed smoothed out wax in order to plug up a hole in a barrel. Va'amar choshesheni lo machatas. I think that's an iser deraisa. I'm concerned that that person has to bring a korban chatas. Mishnah Dalid. We're going to now talk about warming and cooling of food. We're going to have three scenarios, and in the first two, we're going to see that cooling of food is not a problem on Shabbos. Mishnah Dalid. Nosnin tavshil esochabor bishvil she'eshamor. It's permitted to put something, a tavshil, which is something that's cooked, into a bor, into a pit on Shabbos in order to keep it cool. It's lower down. You want to keep it cool. Not a problem keeping something cool on Shabbos. Number two situation, Vesamayim Hayafim Biraim Bishvil Shitzanu. Putting, literally, putting Mayim Hayafim, good water, into that is talking about if you want to put a pitcher of warm, drinkable water into cold, undrinkable water. You're going to put a pitcher down, and the reason why you want to put the warm water into the cold is to cool it down. Not a problem cooling something down. That's not cooking it. And scenario number three, Vesatzonin Bechama Bishvil Sheichamu. If you want to put cold water into the sun in order to warm it up, putting something in the sun is not problematic. As we've seen in other Mishnayos, if you want to heat something up with an item that was already heated from the sun, that could be problematic. But heating directly something with the rays of the sun, not a problem. Continuing, we're talking about somebody, Mishanashu Kela Baderach Bamaim. Somebody was walking along and his clothing fell into water, and we're concerned that people are going to think maybe that he laundered on Shabbos. The Mishnah says that's not a concern. Mahalech b'hem, you can continue wearing the wet clothing. Ve'enachoshes, we don't have to be concerned about Marisayin. However, higia lechatar achitzon, if you get to your town, now that's happened when you're walking outside of town. When you get to the town, the outskirts of the town, then we are concerned. Shotchan b'chama, you have to take them off. You have to, you can spread them out there in the sun to dry. However, we are concerned about Marisayin. If you take off clothing, it looks like you may have laundered it, and that's why you're drying it. So when you spread it out, don't put it in a place that everyone is going to be able to see it. Put it in a private place, because we are concerned about Marisayin. At this point, people would think that you laundered your clothing on Shabbos, and that's why you're drying it. Mishnehe harochetz b'mei me'ara uv'mei teveria. If somebody is washing, and it is in the water of a me'ara, in the of a cave, it was heated by people, or it was me'ma'teveria, or in the water of teveria, which is a natural spring, and now we're dealing with you dry yourself off. So somebody who went to the mikvah on Shabbos, and he has to dry himself off, and he stopped, afilu be'eser alontios, and he wiped himself off, and he had 10 towels. One person, 10 towels, so they did not get wet at all. He used a little bit on each one towel, so there's almost no liquid in each towel. It doesn't matter. Lo yiviyev and biyado, we don't permit him to carry it back to his house. We're concerned he may squeeze them out. Aval asara b'nei adam mistapkim ba'alontit achas p'neim yedev raglem. However, on the other hand, if we have 10 people went to the mikveh and they share one towel, and they wipe off their faces, their hands, their legs. In other words, what it's saying is one towel, 10 people, it is soaking. It is drenched. In this situation, we're lenient, umevin osa biyada, and they would be permitted to carry in that towel into the houses. We're not concerned they're going to squeeze it. When we have one person acting alone, there's no one to remind him accordingly, even though the risk is low because it's not wet. But we consider that a real risk. As an individual, it's a risk, meaning the item is not risky, but he is risky because it's easy to forget. He'll try to squeeze it out. But if you have 10 people, even though it's a risky item, but the situation is not risky, when you have multiple people, they will remind each other. So then it would be permitted to carry that item in. Mishnah Vav talks about doing refuah on Shabbos, an item, something, an act that may consider to be refuah. Sachin, which means you can apply oil, umemash machine, you can give a massage, bibnei mayon, onto somebody's stomach for pleasure, but not for healing purposes. Aval lo mist amlin, we do not give a vigorous massage. That would be an uvdin dechol, that's something that's done on a weekday, not on Shabbos. Velo mit gardin, and also we cannot scrape off the skin on Shabbos or Yontiv. And Yordim le Kordima, it's not permitted to go down to a valley. Talking about a specific type of valley with lots of pools of water, which is very slippery. The concern is if somebody slips, because it's so slippery, he may come to squeeze out the clothing. So that's not permitted. Now, Shabbos, don't even go into that valley. Vein osin afik devizin, don't make a potion to induce vomiting. That's like refuah. We don't engage in refuah on Shabbos unless absolutely necessary and permitted by halacha. Ve'ein ma'atzvin et hakatan, we cannot straighten out the bones of a katan, a young child. It's like bone, that's like building. Ve'ein ma'chzirin et hashever, we also don't set a bone on Shabbos. That is also refuah on Shabbos. And in a similar vein, mishen nif raka yado v'raglo, somebody who dislocated an arm or a leg, lo yitrefen betzone, we cannot rub them vigorously with cold water. That's how they used to treat it. That is, again, refuah on Shabbos. Aval rochas hukadarka, if you want to wash it in a normal way, and v'misrap and israp, and if it gets healed by itself, it gets healed, but to actively be doing it in the normal way that refuah is done, by rubbing it rigorously with cold water, that indeed would be problematic.